Hey, guys, I want to go with peanut oil.
Peanut oil. I use a lot of that.
No.
It's not it. So we have we've had a couple of...
We had one really close one.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat it, though.
I agree.
We're giving away a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the Pizza Place for the correct answer at 272-9228. This edible product sells more in the period before Thanksgiving than any other time of the year.
And now a star is born. On November 14th, 1840, the world welcomed French Impressionist Claude Monet.
Hasta la vista, landscape.
No, an impression.
Wait till you get a load of my Jack Nicholson.
That's not...
You idiot. Check out these variations of color, huh?
No, a French Impressionist painter.
Would you like to hear my Bob Ross? It's very good.
Close enough. Claude Monet, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy are dead, several others wounded after a gunman opened fire this morning at a high school in the Southern California city of Santa Clarita.
He's a male, Asian, 16 years of age, and a student of the school.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the gunman is seen on video shooting five students before shooting himself in the head. He's in grave condition at a hospital. Lawyers for the estate of Jeffrey Epstein want to set up a fund to compensate women who have accused him of sexual abuse. The estate filing papers today in the U.S. Virgin Islands asking a court there to approve the voluntary claims program. Stocks mostly flat today as investor concerns over China trade talks continue. The Dow down 2, the S&P was up 3 points, the Nasdaq closing 3 points in the red.
Oh, God.
America is listening to Fox News.
That awful president we have. It is 4:03. All right, this product, more of it sold just before Thanksgiving than any other time of the year. Think out of the box, 272-9228. Win a 14-inch pizza.
I need to figure out how to fit my family into one room.
It'll be tight.
Seating's important so this doesn't turn into a family feud.
That won't be right.
So why did I agree to this? I need help lifting the shopping list. I need to buy the stuff for stuffing you to get ready for Thanksgiving. We're gluten-free because of Uncle Lou. So get ready, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Getting ready.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving, you may have gone to Food Isle and bought this product because more of it is sold at this time of the year than any other. It's an afternoon conundrum, an afternoon delight. Well, there's other ways to enjoy afternoon delight if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
So what is it? 272-922. We've had a lot of great guesses so far, and we've had some people determined to win this thing with multiple guesses, but that's okay. 272-9228 as we go back to Shane.
Man, I'm going to try it one more time. I'm going to say butter.
Is it butter?
No.
It is not butter. Good guess. Butter is keto, thank God. So is peanut butter. Will.
I get it, Greg, because you eat this stuff all year long. Is it cranberry sauce?
Is it what?
Cranberry sauce. Okay,
no, it's not, but somebody guessed it, so take a second guess.
Oh, wow.
Almost everything that's traditional Thanksgiving, from green bean casserole to turkey, has been guessed. So think out of the box.
Olives.
That's been guessed too.
Outside of the box.
Chips.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess.
Is it the winning answer?
No.
But thanks.
It's a good guess.
Yeah, it was. It was a very, very good guess.
Steve,
what's your guess on this afternoon conundrum?
No, this is Dave.
Okay. Dave, what's your guess?
Okay. I got two choices. They're both pickled. Is it a pickled item like pickled beet? No.
It's not.
Okay.
Thank you. No, you're thinking out of the box, and that's good. Here is Christopher.
Hey, how's it going? I was wondering, has anybody said duck yet?
Duck. Has anybody said duck?
Quack, quack.
No.
No.
That's not the answer, but thank you. That was a good, fast time. I made roll call today.
You should. You got time.
Here is Sam.
Oh, man. I Googled it, right? The question.
Yeah.
And it told me bean burrito, and I don't know about that.
No. No.
No.
No.
No. Chocolate.
No.
Chocolate. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, man. It did. I had to share that with you. That's all I got.
Thanks. No, it's not bean burrito. Redheaded Savage.
Is it turkey onions? Fried onions?
That's been guessed, you know, because a lot of people crunch those up.
Eggs.
Eggs has been guessed.
Okay, never mind. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
But feel free to call back if you get something else. Dwayne.
Jerry. Yeah, is it cheese? Pimento cheese?
Is it what?
Pimento cheese.
Cheese. No.
It's not pimento cheese, but that's an excellent, excellent guess.
Very good guess.
Kuta again.
This is my last time. I'm going to throw my phone. I won't be able to call anymore.
Uh-oh.
Lasagne.
Who?
Lasagna?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got a special buzzer, though.
I thought he was good. Kuta is so good at these.
I know.
Randy.
This is hard.
What?
Duck, goose.
No, we already had that guest.
Quack, quack.
Quack.
No.
I hope you said quack.
I do, too.
Jerry.
Hey, I was going to guess rhubarb.
That's, wow. See, now this is an out-of-the-box kind of guy here. I like that guess.
Excellent guess.
Is it the answer?
No.
But thank you. Now we got to put everybody on pause for a bit. Much as we would love to continue this, we do have to take our scheduled break. So if you've got a line, hang on. We're going to come back to you as soon as we can. I may even delay the roll call so you don't...
What are you talking about, Willis?
All right, 8 minutes after four. When you need furniture this time of the year, a lot of furniture gets sold, but where are you thinking of going? If you haven't at least put Kaiser into your shopping plan, you are probably going to shortchange yourself. In fact, you may be paying more for the same type of furniture. Kaiser is a great functional warehouse. It's like Georgia Floors Direct, where they have, it's not a fancy place, but they got everything you need right there to see.
That's all you need.
You go to Kaiser Fine Furniture and look up Stella, tell her what you're interested in seeing, what your budget is, and she'll line up the choices. But I do recommend you wear comfortable shoes because there is so much to see. It is deceivingly huge as you see it from the road. Looks like a small, but it's not. There is a lot to see, and Stella knows where the best deals are. You also, in fact, you can save 60% on many items right now that are tagged. You can also do a Synchrony bank account and get a $50 gift card and interest-free payments for 18 months for qualified buyers at Kaiser. So let them know what you're looking to see, and they'll line it up for you to see it. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to the Aushucks Oyster Bar, and one other incentive to go. You pay 8.25% tax there, not 10, because they're just beyond the greedy tentacles of the Montgomery taxing system. Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, Kaiser Fine Furnishing.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with 5 reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
We have your local news and traffic and weather together coming up, but light rain is overspreading the area. 14 after 4, we have an afternoon conundrum going. Mm-hmm. It's a food product that sells more at Thanksgiving than any other time of the year. And we've had some... at least 40 guesses so far.
Wow.
Couple were pretty warm. What is... I know we have this in my house. I'm not ready to give a hint yet. Kevin.
How about pimento cheese?
Did somebody guess that?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody guessed pimento cheese.
All right.
Good guess.
Thank you. Let's go to Amanda.
I'm going to say celery.
Celery. Good guess, because a lot of people on the... what do they call it?
Relish tray.
The relish tray.
Yes.
Put celery with cream cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good guess. It's just not the winner. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. All right, Ken, it's yours to win.
All right, is it Pepto-Bismol?
That is edible. And I'm sure they sell a lot of it, but it's not the answer we need. Good out-of-the-box thinking, Ken. Okay. Andy?
All right, are you ready for the winning answer?
I'm ready.
Brown sugar.
He says brown sugar. Is that it? No.
Oh, come on.
Mick Jagger may disagree with you, but that's not it.
It's a great song.
It is. I love it.
Mike.
How about gravy?
Gravy. You know, a lot of people just go and buy the damn gravy in a bottle and pretend they made it from scratch. It's not it. Good guess. Marlene, Daniel, Patty, please hang in there for a couple of minutes. We got to get the news and traffic on.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. If you haven't heard yet, Hyundai will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. The $410 million expansion project will create at least 200 jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs area-wide. Governor Ivey announced this morning that Brigadier General Ed Kroll will not serve as Montgomery County's next probate judge. According to the governor's office, General Kroll is unqualified to serve due to the age required under the state's constitution. General Kroll said while he does not meet the requirements, it was an honor to be selected for the position. And Selma City officials say there are 6 candidates for police chief. They hope to cut that number down in half during the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce forecast here. This on and off rain will continue. In fact, becoming a little bit more concentrated later tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, there could be some leftover rain in the morning during morning commute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, high temperature barely up to 50, and then falling to the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend looks better, brighter, sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. Third nice weekend in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Heavy on the boulevard from Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway, all the way around to the Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road, very heavy. Vaughn Road this afternoon, I-65 and 85 are very heavy all the way through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. And we have an accident up on Highway 14 just off I-65. If you're exiting I-65 headed to Millbrook, you're going to have an accident right in front of you there, right near Camp Grandview. In front of the Walmart Supercenter, it's got traffic backed up almost all the way to 65. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
That would be me. I didn't want to discuss this garbage, but we just saw a thing on TV. I got to make a quick comment about this. I guess the Democrats brought in some female witness, and now, because they asked her tough questions, the GOP is being sexist. Cut the bullshit. You got, we've all jumped into line, okay? There's no question about equal rights or any of that stuff. But don't tell us that a woman is not capable of standing up to tough questioning. We're talking about impeaching the President of the United States. If you can take a tough damn question, get your fat ass out of the hearing room. Stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastards. Oh, it was too tough. Damn it. We now resume our regular programming. I hope that didn't hurt, Marlene.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Oh, God, could I be better? I don't think so.
I know, right? I know. Hey, I'm going to be a Trump girl till the day I die, and I got his back all the way.
And good. That makes you our kind of girl.
I know. I should win that pizza just because of that, right?
I would love to do that if I had extras, but one day. You know what, Marlene? Here's the deal. Come and join our focus group Tuesday next week.
There you go.
And I'll stuff you with pizza.
I am down with that. Let me try to give you my answer and see if this is right yet.
Okay.
Coming from a mom that hits the grocery store like all the time, how about some little Debbie cakes?
Debbie cakes. Not it.
Because they have the gingerbreads and the Christmas trees. Who wouldn't want to buy those?
No, that's good. It's a great guess. Do you want to put your name in for Tuesday, 6 to 7, pizza place?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yay.
So, Marlene, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. Rosie needs one other piece of information, your Social Security number, so we can apply for credit in your name. Daniel.
Hey, Marlene.
Okay. You said product, not food. So I'm going to go
it's
with
an edible.
Aluminum foil.
I want to clarify because very early on we said somebody guessed that. And it is an edible product. And last time I saw anybody eat foil, it was a dachshund that pooped very,
yeah, that's
very festive turds.
Yeah. Not going to happen. All right. Rice.
Rice has not been guessed. That's a good one. Just not the winner, but thank you for trying.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it is an edible product, so foil, plastic wrap, all that stuff is out. Patty is in. Hi, what you think?
How about eggs?
That's been guessed.
Sour cream.
Sour cream hasn't been guessed. It's not the winning answer, but good for you for being original.
That's right. That's right. Cream cheese has been guessed, but not sour cream. That's right.
We have Dave.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think I got it.
All right.
The only thing that's left. How about cheese balls and crackers?
Wow.
Good guess.
Very good guess.
That's all I can say. Thank you. David.
Yes, I'm thinking potatoes, hash browns.
Hash browns.
Good guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get used in a lot of casseroles.
But yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Not keto. I haven't made a hash brown casserole since I started keto.
Well, you got to make one of those. Those are good.
I'll do one maybe next week or the week of Thanksgiving and share it with the folks at CBS 8. Wow. Here's Jeff.
All right, I'm thinking cheesecake.
Cheesecake is close, but not the cigar we're looking for.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we can take one more. Steven.
Marshmallows.
That's been guessed.
That's been guessed.
Can you think of anything
else?
Echo, echo, echo,
echo, echo.
Pinch hitting.
Pinch hitting.
For Pedro Borbón. Manny.
Manny.
Mota. Mota. Mota.
Chocolate.
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 That it. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you.
That was pretty damn fun.
That was great, man. You used his radio. That's great. That's why you're Greg Bedell.
Mm. This prolonged cold weather. when the heat is out with the weather we've had, I mean, it's 6 weeks to winter, but global warming has ended. And miraculously, because we're driving less or for some other far-fetched reason.
Cows aren't farting as much.
No, and the temperature has plummeted.
Uh-huh.
A lot of folks are using their furnace for the first time. Sometimes it's not working at all. Sometimes it's emitting an unpleasant odor. That's only because it hasn't been tuned or prepared for the season, and that's what Clark's does when you get a membership. They also leave you with a system that's running at peak efficiency, so your electric or gas costs are going to be fair. They may not be as low as you'd like to make them, but you won't be wasting. That's the important thing. A Clark's Club membership costs $159. I made that back on one tune-up this year when my electric bills were ridiculous. And I had an outdoor system that was really clogged up from grass clippings. I didn't know that was possible. But you learn something new every day from these folks. The best technicians, the best plumbers on the planet, and they're only a phone call away when you need them. If you're a Clark's Club member, get that urgent care service. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's. Or visit them on clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night.
That's Brooke Benton's rainy night in Georgia, and it's going to be. We've got a lot of rain to the west of us, expected to continue into the evening, and then it's going to move to Georgia. So they're going to have a rainy night in Georgia, and that's why I pulled that out and played it.
You're brilliant.
Yeah. We're going to run the... We've been doing a conundrum this afternoon. We're giving away a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place, and did that young lady that just called... sign up?
Yes, she
What's
did.
What's her name?
Marlene.
Marlene signed up. If you want to join us for our next listener focus group, it's Tuesday, 6 to 7 at the pizza place.
Free pizza.
Just call us at 272-9. And we're not just, you know, where do you see the variety they lay out? It's pretty incredible. 272-9228. The conundrum. More of this edible product is sold at Thanksgiving than any other time of the year. And we have had some close calls.
Mm-hmm.
But... no winner. So, Tom, what do you think this edible product is?
I think it's cinnamon, Greg.
That's been guessed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
no,
how about peanut butter? Like on
that's a good
sticks.
Guess. Nobody's guessed peanut butter. That's original. Is that the answer? It isn't, but you're a good guy, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
And we like you.
The relentless Papa John wants to solve this
come on,
stupid
Papa John.
Thing.
Well... I had to go out and feed the chickens, so if this has been said, I didn't hear. How about cheese, but more specifically, Velveeta?
Velveeta cheese is... not it. Good guess. Thank you, Papa.
All right, buddy.
Here's flavor with...
is it?
That last guess was pretty good flavor. What do you think?
Is it cheese with...
he says the product that sells more at Thanksgiving than any other is cheese whiz. What a winning answer that is!
Yes! Wow.
I didn't think anybody would get it.
How did you come to that contusion?
Well, I was waffling between Spam and cheese whiz, but when he told the other guy that said cheese something, he was close. I went with cheese whiz.
Good move.
Rosie mentioned some people...
you put it on
celery.
We're
too lazy to make a cream cheese dip. We'll put it...
in celery.
I generally don't reach for celery with orange stuff in it.
No.
Anyway, good work, Flavor. You have won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Hang on the phone.
All right.
Hang on the phone, Flavor. I need information.
Okay. Great.
Wow.
Now what do we do for fun?
Come up with another one.
I don't know. Why not? I got to come up with more stuff to give away. I don't have anything to give away.
Joey, leave anything up here we can give away his?
No, not a scarf.
Darn it.
He's been really into this dapper thing.
He is a dapper-looking young man. He's beginning to really come into his own.
The dude.
Yeah, he's
me, I dress like an unmade bed because comfort is what's important to
bingo.
me.
I'm with you, brother.
Let me say hi to T-Spear. She's still holding. We got a winner.
I heard that. Isn't that fantastic? But you know what? I know this sounds kind of strange. I was going to guess apple cider because I do enjoy that. And it is about this time of the year.
That would have been a good out-of-the-box original guess.
I would have never guessed Cheese Whiz because I've never had it.
Same here. Exactly the same.
Unbelievable. Well, it is absolutely great. I hope he enjoys his pizza. Everyone had a great time last night at Ninth of the Round Table, and I can tell everyone in Montgomery this. There are a lot of us on the eastern side of the state very much envy y'all's opportunity to go and meet with those Knights of the Round Table because we don't get to do that. And I can assure you, I've been once. Those people are some of the greatest wonderful friends of Greg's, and then you add Greg on top of it.
Super
what
patrons.
More of a wonderful afternoon can you have?
Yeah. Wow. I thank you for those comments. You are spot on. It is a group I'm very proud to call my friends.
Yeah, you've got some great people there. I'm always honored whenever I get a little text message from them online. So, good people. Y'all have a wonderful time. Have a good weekend.
You too. Jeff.
Yes.
We did get a winner. Are you calling for the contest?
Oh, yes, I was.
What was your guess going to be?
Well, it's actually, I just pulled into the food outlet store here in Millbrook, and you had me hungry. I was looking for a stovetop stuffing.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
But the winning answer was Cheese Whiz.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic. I appreciate it.
Terry said we were going to give a hint. Thanks for the call, and thanks for choosing food outlet there, my friend. I appreciate that. One hint for the winning answer would have been it's featured in the movie The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
But if, you know, movies are like, well, if you really know the movie, I think people would
connect it
quickly.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do more of these kinds of things here in the afternoon because this impeachment
is ridiculous.
Is going to kill me if I get too into it. Although I had an explosion about 15 minutes ago because the female witness was asked some tough questions. So that means all the men are sexist.
Tisk,
you know,
tisk.
Ladies, here's what you need to get pissed off about. This is what you need to get pissed off about. That the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, which is the most misnamed group in the country, are letting biological males win all the girls' events because they don't want to be transphobic. Well, I'm transphobic, I guess, because I think that's the biggest pile of steaming turd that's ever been dropped into the sports world. That biological boys, because I feel pretty, I feel like a girl. Stop the garbage!
Amen.
Stop it. Biological males should not be competing in
biological females.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
I don't know how else I can put that any more passionately. Well, and I'm trying. I notice we're getting women to call today, even though boss says women don't listen to you because you yell. Here's Tiffany.
You know, I know we're already off the conundrum, but I just have to ask. I mean, I am 53 years old and have never seen Cheese Whiz at any Thanksgiving festivities ever. Who does that?
You're hanging out with the wrong crowd, Tiffany.
I mean, I'm just like shocked.
My kind of people, there's always that little can, that soldier of a can upright with the nozzle.
And you know what I think it is? They're watching football, a lot of football, and you snack a lot and eat snack foods.
Because who doesn't need like 30 or 40 crackers with Cheese Whiz before they eat Thanksgiving?
On a Triscuit. Oh, hey. Oh, wow.
I'm going to tell you, y'all had never ate at my mama or my grandmama's house because we have some serious food now. If we brought Cheese Whiz, they would not believe it.
Let's face it. Biting a Triscuit is like eating a scab.
It's crunchy. It is not.
It is. It's crunchy.
Triscuit's delicious.
It has no flavor. It's just a...
I'm wanting some sharp cheddar cheese with the macaroni and Justin, you know, the Cheese Whiz, that's for favorite. That's just my opinion.
Tiffany, your opinion is gold, and we love it, and we hope you'll call again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me a Ritz any day of the week.
You know, none of the women that call this show would pull off an excuse. Oh, no, these questions wouldn't. Are sexist. Alabama women know who they are, and they're strong, and they won't put up either crap.
And we've had a lot of women this afternoon that have called that have not called before.
And I love that.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing right, but I'm going to try and keep doing it. Barbara.
I don't know what you're doing right either, but I love this show. It is just great. And that was so much fun. But I'm going to assume that the cheese whiz they're talking about is the stuff in the can.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See,
I'm so old. I'm thinking the cheese whiz back in the Lord knows when it was in the jar. But
wow. I do remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the reason I would have never thought of it. But anyway, this was just so much fun, Greg. And I've told you before, and I tell you every time I call, I don't call a lot because I just love listening to you. I love your rants. I love your L.A. story.
Oh, thank you.
But I just wanted you to know I'm still listening. I still love the show. And one of these days, I'm going to get out to Baum Howard's on Wednesday night. But,
yay.
So that's church night, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, no,
but
that
I
is
love the show.
We have to do it on Wednesdays, and we know a lot of people can't come because of that.
Right.
But
come
I respect
early.
That. If that's the reason people can't come.
Come early, Barbara, and then go to church.
Well, Rosie, I'm old, and I live in Prattville.
All right.
But anyway.
Instead of you driving down here, I'm going to call Bob during this next break and tell him to open up a restaurant.
Yeah, we'll just relocate this.
Oh, Lord, I'll weigh 5,000 pounds if he does that because I love that place. I love their wings. That's my favorite thing is the wings.
It is the best food group on the planet.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg. I love the show. I love Miss Rosie. Now, I do miss Joey, but I listen to him during the day. But I do. I listen to the show all the time, and I love your rant.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And War Eagle, by the way.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
War Eagle. Thank you, Barbara.
Especially
all
this
right.
weekend.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call. Well, there you go. I think we've learned something this afternoon.
Women are listening.
Well, that, which is great. And this is why we get ratings. I look at them and... Some days you want to tap dance down Carmichael Road, and some days, what the hell? That's why you can't get too excited about good ones or too bummed out about ones that aren't so good. I'm done with that. That is not the system that we use here anyway. But it is better when they're kind to you. You know, a few minutes back, I mentioned that Kaiser Fine Furnishings is sort of like Georgia Floors Direct, and that it's not a fancy building, but it's
place.
Big. Well, Georgia Floors Direct is kind of like Kaiser Fine Furnishings. It's not a fancy place, but it's huge. And they have so much to choose from. The key to a visit at Georgia Floors Direct, and you can get it done before the holidays, is to kind of have an idea of what you want to see, a budget. So when you walk in, one of Jeff Mallinson's Mary Benda Floriers can help you navigate the seemingly relentless choices you're going to have in all types and styles of flooring. Pick it out, and then they will arrange the installation with one of they're the best installers on the planet, and they've been with Georgia Floors Direct for a long time. You will never see an installer for Georgia Floors Direct wearing a trainee hat. These are people who are real artisans, the very best. So you're good to go from the minute you walk in until the minute you're standing over your brand new floor. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and a flooring destination since 1969. Traffic at 4:40, Fox Business coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're getting into that busy time of the afternoon, and I-65 and 85 are loaded up. I-85 to the 65 northbound merge already backing up towards Court Street. We've got heavy traffic on the boulevard all the way around Taylor from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. All of the usual places, Atlanta Highway outbound. Hey, drive carefully this afternoon. We're experiencing high volume of traffic. We got rain coming down. Slow down and watch what you're doing out there. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced this morning that Brigadier General Ed Kroll will not serve as Montgomery County's next probate judge. According to the governor's office, General Kroll is unqualified to serve due to the age required under the state's constitution. General Kroll said while he does not meet the requirements, it was an honor to be selected for the position. If you haven't heard yet, Hyundai will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. The $410 million expansion project will create at least 200 jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs area-wide. And Selma City officials say there are six candidates for police chief. They hope to cut that number down in half during the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce forecast here. This on and off rain will continue. In fact, becoming a little bit more concentrated later tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, there could be some leftover rain in the morning during morning commute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, high temperature barely up to 50, and then falling to the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend looks better, brighter, sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. Third nice weekend in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The weather outside right now in one word or less?
Sucks.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their butt.
Blather control is no laughing matter.
So now there's Blatherex, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
You see this article in the Federalist?
Yes, the s*** is going to hit the fan.
Yeah, if they actually act on it. Documents have revealed tens of millions of dollars funneled to guess who? John Kerry Jr., John Kerry, another Kerry family member, and Hunter Biden. Leaked documents from the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office indicate complex money transfers from foreign sources. This is why they're going...
Yes.
You know...
Yeah, this and the pedophilia, yes.
Yeah, that's a major issue.
Big time.
Bat crazy because if our Attorney General has the nuts to do it, some big names are going to go down.
Yes.
So but pray that's all I have to say about that. There's the Limu Emu. Here's Tom.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Tom.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I want to call for a couple of reasons. First of all, a number of years ago, you were kind enough to plug a ministry that the church where I pastor, Grace Worship Center, we had a food ministry for needy people, and you allowed me to come on and share that ministry. But the main reason I wanted to call today is because I know Rosie. She and I were very fortunate enough to work together for a number of years for just a super church here in town, and just a quality person, and just want you to know, as I'm sure you are aware, how blessed you are to have a lady of her caliber to be a part of your staff, and to say congratulations, Rosie. You're hooked up with a great group of people, and they're fortunate to have you on staff.
We are.
You're so sweet.
I'm sorry. I'm so rude. I left her mic off, and I didn't even give her a chance to say anything. Go ahead.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Rosie and I she's very dear, very special. Have a lot of great memories when we served together those years, and I just wish the best for you, Rosie, and for Greg and all the staff there. You're making an impact on this community. Listen to you every day, and I know that that God is using you guys in a terrific way.
Thank you.
I agree. We are indeed blessed, and yes, this is the kind of influence I need, even though I had to blurt out a few things.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and y'all just keep doing what you're doing, and know that we pray for you, and we appreciate you, and best wishes to everyone.
Thank you.
Very good call, and very nice, and everything he said about Rosie is true.
I agree.
I have gotten a text from
Jay Quallen.
She asked, how do I become a member of the Knights of the Round Table? So I told her about the blood oath.
Well, you're not going to say that on air, are you? You're not going to tell them.
People may as well know. If you want to become a Knight of the Round Table at Baumhauer's, we make a little incision in your thumb. Of course, I have a plug in mine, so I just take the plug out, and when I bleed, we mix our bloods together, and we swear you in.
Now, Jay Quellen, you know him, and you know that the meter needs to go off right now. I have not shed any blood for the Knights of the Round Table.
I disabled it. I had Tom Jones disconnect the BS machine.
Thank you, Tom.
It is 4:50. I mean, I want... this is your home for the truth.
Amen.
That's all we...
Yes, so tell the truth about how you get to be a Knights of the Round Table.
But she's got the same trait Lynn has. I call it buzz killing.
Well.
Posted an article today.
I mean in a good way.
Posted an article today from TruePundit.com. Drudge bleeds out as conservatives flee. The numbers are very revealing.
Dan Bongino's going to take their place.
Yeah, Bongino. I'm so glad to see that, too. But Drudge's traffic.
What did he expect when he turns on Trump?
It's down 20%.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand. Look, all these networks, they're all businesses that run on profits that have shareholders. And when you have viewers who trust you, and you, very few of them do. Even Fox has become, what's going on there?
I know, I can't watch them.
I don't go to Drudge. I used to go to Drudge 15 times a show, you know that, because I knew I would at least get a balanced approach at what the news was. But this is garbage. He's garbage. And I don't know who got to him, if somebody threatened his life or what, but he made a real 180 on this, and I don't understand. In fact, Trump was very flattering to Drudge when he first became president and named him as a good source for news. And then that's his thanks to put together a hate sheet from the DNC.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Kiss my ass, Matt, but you probably would enjoy it. Let's talk about CBD products.
Oh,
good
Lance.
For people, good for pets. In fact, I shouldn't be surprised. Many of the inquiries we get on your CBD store, because they hear the name and they hear about how the products are so effective, but they're calling on behalf of their pets.
Yeah.
Which is great.
People love their animals.
But
they're their children.
Yes. But these do work for you, too. They help you sleep better. They can diminish pain. If you have a skin issue that's uncomfortable, the topical cream with your CBD store's SunMed product line makes a difference. I had a horrible pain right in front of my ear. I don't know what caused it. There was nothing visible. But I put the topical cream on it, and it took about 12 hours, but it went away.
Wow.
I mentioned Briscoe, my fat bottom thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. Limping around on three legs. And of course, in that condition, was not sleeping. And dogs can't tell you, help me. So we gave him the dog treats from your CBD store. And in 72 hours, he was walking on all four legs and sleeping.
That's amazing.
These do work. They interact with the natural cannabinoids in your system. And they can help you in a wide variety of ways. But we believe in information. So if you're interested in learning more, go to your CBD store and talk to Marissa and Laurie and get the whole scope of how these products can help your life. They're at 8852 Minnie Brown Road, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4. That address, by the way, is right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs off Chantilly Parkway. 453.
Is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff. His background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing mixed with the S&P 500 notching a new record high. Investors continue to worry about the state of U.S.-China trade relations. Among the laggards today, technology stocks led by Cisco Systems after the company issued a bleak outlook with its earnings report, blaming customer uncertainty based on international trade disputes. The Dow falling 2 points, NASDAQ down 3, S&P 500 up 3. And after the closing bell, chipmaker NVIDIA reporting earnings beating Wall Street estimates but forecasting weak fourth quarter revenue hurt by seasonal weakness in demand for its gaming cards used in personal computers and laptops. And shares of RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, are spiking in the extended session after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has revealed a new stake in the retailer, according to a filing. Buffett's conglomerate also disclosing a new stake in Occidental Petroleum and also trimming positions in Phillips 66 and Wells Fargo. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his
rectum,
running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
It is 4:57, and Frosty is very appropriate for today.
Yeah, he is.
Because
it's cold.
It actually looks like it could snow. It's not going to, but it's going to continue raining. I've been checking the Live in Fear Doppler all afternoon. Let's get the latest image of the weather radar. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to continue raining lightly to moderately well into the evening, based on my expert
analysis. How low is it going to get temperature-wise, do you know?
About 40s? 40, somewhere 40, give or take a degree or two.
Okay.
But it feels much cooler than that because it's still kind of breezy in this rain. You know what I want to do? I want to go home and get out my laser stick.
Sticks!
It's a stick, not sticks. And get the extension cord, plug it in the front of the house, and get the light stands. I'll be the first in my block to...
Yeah, they get the light stands in across the front of your house.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why not? Let's be... These kinds of days, when it's cold and dank, that's the best time to enjoy Christmas stuff.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because it's cozy. That's the word.
That's a good word, cozy.
There's even a TV channel you can watch called Cozy. And they usually have some okay shows.
Yeah, old 70s and 80s TV stuff.
Yeah, it's not bad at 4:59. So, next hour, we're going to roll call.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
We're going to roll call after 5. Brandt is out of town. But this was a great week for him to choose because everything is either up or flat. And it's been mostly good news. And the bottom line with the stock market, those are the people that place their money on the surest things they can find.
That's right.
And they don't believe this impeachment thing is going anywhere.